of Moshe Simmons.
The topic today is Plag HaMincha, and Plag HaMincha is most commonly used for people either on Erev Shabbos who daven Mincha early and want to daven Mincha before Plag HaMarev after, and it's also used during the week for whatever reason people can't daven is Manoi, so they daven early and they make sure to daven Mincha before Plag HaMarev after Plag. Try. Okay. So I want to just discuss a little bit the structure of the various shittas that there are, and just to have clear the shittas, what they are, which shittas we're relying on, and which shittas we should be relying on, and the background a little bit of the shittas. There's two main ways how you can structure the length of a Jewish day. One way, for the purpose of today's shir, we'll call it the Shittas HaGro, the Gon's Shitta, which is that the day starts when the sun comes up and the day ends when the sun goes down. Netz and Shkia, that's the length of the day. And this Shitta is fairly easy to calculate. Nowadays we have the ability to get it to roughly the nearest millisecond. And so there's not much room for different shittas in what exactly the Gaon means, what exactly sun goes up, sun goes down. It's pretty exact in how long the day is. The other shitta, which for the purpose of today's shir we'll call the shitta of the Rabbeinu Tam, he holds that the day starts when it starts to get light, which is what we call Alois. And the day ends when it gets dark, which is what we call Seis HaKichav. In this shitta, there is room for a little bit of arguing and a little bit of shittas. Because what's considered starting to get light, and what's considered dark. And everybody can have their own opinion on what's exactly, which point do we say it's starting to get light, and which point do we say it's getting dark. So there's room there for many shittas. The shitta, I want to present two shittas within Rabbeinu Tam, which are quite commonly used, certainly here in Manchester. The first shitta is the shitta of 16.1 degrees, which is quite well known to be the shitta of Rabbi Meir Posen. Degrees means when the sun goes a certain amount of degrees below the horizon, that's considered dark enough to be considered dark. And when the sun comes up and it gets to 16.1 degrees below the horizon, then it's already light enough to be considered alois. Not when it's 16.1 degrees. No, when it's still 16.1 degrees below the horizon, then it's light enough down there to be considered alois. And when it goes below 16.1 degrees, then it's dark enough. Right. Now, at this time of the year, here in Manchester, the sun doesn't actually go 16.1 degrees below the horizon. So, therefore, there won't be any night. According to this shitta, there won't be any night, and what exactly you'll do with Mitzvah Salayla will be a problem. Okay? The other shitta, which is used, and certainly the MH use it, is a shitta which is one of the authors of it is Rabbi Koenig Sofer. And the shitta is that when the sun is 12 degrees below the horizon, that's considered alois. And when the sun goes down 7.1 degrees below the horizon, that's considered dark. Okay? A little bit uneven, but that's this shitta. Now, I've got here the MH Luach, and we'll go through the day as published in the Luach, and we'll see there's the Zmanim that the MH use. So we'll start with Sovzman Krishma. There's two shittas published for Sovzman Krishma. It's called Mogen Avram, but again, for the purpose of today's shir, that is Rabbeinu Tam and the Gro. So today, Wednesday, Sovzman Krishma is 7:32. That is cheshbund out according to the second shitta in Rabbeinu Tam that we discussed. Rabbi Koenig Sofer's shitta in Rabbeinu Tam of 12 degrees below the horizon at one end and 7.1 at the other end. It is calculated using that as a day, divided up into 12 hours, three of those hours. That is the first shitta that the MH publish in their Luach, Sovzman Krishma. The second shitta is the shitta of the Gaon, which we said there's not much room for discussion in that shitta. It's pretty clear what it is. And in that shitta today, Sovzman Krishma is an hour and a half later at 9 o'clock. Those are the two shittas. The other shitta of 16.1 degrees in Rabbeinu Tam, the MH doesn't publish on a daily basis. At the bottom on Shabbos, it does publish a few more, but on a daily basis, it doesn't publish it. We carry on to Sovzman Tefillah, the same, exactly the same cheshbon. There's two shittas published. One of them is the Gaon's shitta. Sovzman Tefillah today was 24 minutes past 10. And Sovzman Tefillah today, according to Rabbi Koenig Sofer's shitta within Rabbeinu Tam, is Sovzman Tefillah today was at 9:13. Chatzos, 1:14, and then when we carry on, we've got two plugs. Again, we're not getting involved in the names. One of them is called the Levush, one of them is called the Shmuz Adeshen. It's the same idea. The Levush is based on the Gaon, and the Gaon's plug today was at 7:54, and Rabbeinu Tam's plug, according to the Cheshbon that the MHUs, Rabbi Koenig Sofer's Shitta, is at 8:37. So fairly consistent. Luach, we have two shittas, one within Rabbeinu Tam, one the Gaon, all the way through. Now, there are a few problems with this shitta of Rakeni so far that I want to discuss. But firstly, according to my knowledge, and my knowledge isn't great, there isn't anywhere else that I'm aware of in the world that uses this calculation for Rabbeinu Tam. Certainly in London they don't use it. Certainly in Gateshead they don't use it. Certainly in most places in Israel they don't use it. The only place that I'm aware of that uses this month consistently through the day is MH. But that's fine because they consistently hold that that is a Zman which they rely on. A lot of other places use the other cheshbon that we discussed, 16.1 degrees, within Rabbeinu Tam, but MH rely on this one, which is fine. There are many problems with this shitta, but there's three ikka problems that I want to present today with this shitta. The first problem is, you have to be consistent. Each individual has to be consistent. You can't one day decide, I'm going to rely on the shittas that hold that the day starts at when the sun comes up, sunrise, next. And tomorrow, different shitta, more convenient. I woke up late, so I'm a different shitta. I'm going to hold the shitta that hold. It doesn't work like that. If you're a yid who follows the Gaon for everything, for zmanim, you hold that the day goes like that, then you have to follow the Gaon. If you're a yid who holds like Rabbeinu Tam's Zman, or this Zman within Rabbeinu Tam, Koenig Sofer's Zman within Rabbeinu Tam, then fine, follow that. If you hold 16.1 degrees within Rabbeinu Tam, follow that. Whichever shitta you want to follow, you can follow. But you have to be consistent. So here, in this base Medrash, there's a minyan every day, Mincha Maariv. It follows this shitta that the MH publish of Koenig Sofer within the shitta of Rabbeinu Tam. Right? So you have to assume that anybody who davens in that minyan and is happy to use this plug is also following that shitta for Sovzman Krishma, which this morning was at 7:32. I'm saying the people that daven in this minyan, I assume that they hold this shitta all the way through. I assume Shabbos morning they're getting up before 7:30 to say Krishma. Okay? You have to be consistent. You can't use plaga mincha of this shitta because it suits you and it's convenient for you, but for the deraisa of Krishma, you're not bothered. You get up at 10 o'clock, not 10 o'clock, you'll follow the Gaon. You have to be consistent all the way through. But you don't hold that this plug doesn't work for you.
But you're not saying if you miss the first month, Krishma, then you should be back to the Gaon's month, should you?
No, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. But what I'm saying is, be'etzem a yid has to be consistent. If you hold of one shitta, you have to hold of the shitta. You can't just pick one's mum because it suits you then, and pick another cheshbon in the day because it suits you then.
Like any halach.
Sure. But this is slightly more because it's all within the cheshbon of how you work a day out. You can't have one cheshbon for working a day out for one for Krishma and another cheshbon for working your day out for Plaga Mincha. You gotta be consistent. You follow one shitta and follow that shitta all the way. Similarly, there will be answers to this, but I believe MH Shabbos morning they have 9 o'clock, which means that they're going to be relying on the Gaon's Sof Zman Tefillah, which, if you're following this set of Zmanim within Rabbeinu Tam, you should be davening quite a bit earlier than that. You should be finished davening Shacharis by 9:15. So there has to be, if you're holding with one shitta, you have to be consistent with it and follow it all the way. That's problem number one. Problem number two, it's very, very schwer, the yisoid of having a day that's uneven. It's a very, very schwer musuk to have a day that's uneven. First of all, when is chatzos? Really, it should be halfway between your beginning of the day and your end of the day, which means chatzos will be earlier, when the sun is actually not in the middle, when the sun is tilted a little bit to the morning. And that's very schwer to say that chatzos is anything except bang in the middle of the day. And MH don't publish another chatzos. There's only one chatzos. And the whole musug of this uneven day, which isn't really found in any great depth in the Achronim, seems a bit mechudosh and a little bit schwer in certain areas. The third problem with following this strand within Rabbeinu Tam is that one of the authors of the Zman, like we said, Rabbi Koenig Sofer, wrote a letter of which I have a copy with me today, where he mefurish writes that he was choyzer from this Zman. He wrote the Zman based on certain calculations, certain luchas that he had pre-war, and he used certain Zmanim within those luachs that he subsequently realized were not a reflection of Alois, and not a reflection of Tzitzak Echavim. They're a reflection of something totally different, whatever it was. And therefore, the cheshbon that he based it on, he writes, was mistaken. And therefore, he himself retracted from this Zman. So, the Zman itself blacked very schwer. To use this Zman blacked very schwer. Noch alt. Those people who want to follow it consistently all the way through, okay, the Zman was invented, but it's black shvei. Now, I want to bring in a problematic Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes, Erev Shabbos, the Ramah writes, Erev Shabbos, you want to be Makdim, Kabbalah lo Shabbos plaga mincha ve'elech, Rishus biyotik, which is what we do mostly here in Manchester. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there's different ways of working out the day, Mishnah Berurah, like we've just discussed. And Mishnah Berurah says, he really wants you to be mekabel Shabbos early, daven mincha mariv, with a Rabbeinu Tam plug. Which Rabbeinu Tam plug? How you work a Rabbeinu Tam? Kenik Soifach 16.1, there's many different shittas. But he really likes to use Rabbeinu Tam's man. If you use the Gaon's man, zog there, if you use the Gaon's plug in order to daven mincha mariv on Erev Shabbos, yesh lehachme, this is his words, yesh lehachme, there are those that are machme, sheloy lasis malocha. Right? Mishnah Berurah seems to say, but the Evet, don't use the plug amincha of the Gaon for Erev Shabbos. But if you do, yesh lehachme, if you want, you can be machme to not to do malach. Right? which means that the Mishnah Berurah be'etzem holds that you shouldn't really do it. It doesn't really work. But if you've already done it, then don't do malacha. So clearly, the Mishnah Berurah was not holding of using the Gaon's plague for Mincha Ma'ariv. Now, it's slightly consistent, there is a little bit of a teretz, it's slightly consistent that pre-war, they didn't rely very much on the Gaon. You go out there and you see what went on, a lot of the Zmanim were based on using Alois and Tzitzak Kechavim for the day. It wasn't so much based on the Gaon's Zmanim. So within that, Mishnah Berurah, those days seems to be that was the shitta. Nowadays, if you go out there and you see what's going on, Rubber the rubber of the world are relying on the Gaon's Zman. So perhaps the Mishnah Berurah would be okay with it. But let's just talk about what the Mishnah Berurah wrote. Mishnah Berurah wrote, Yesh Lahachmi, I don't like this Zman. I don't like this Zman. Okay. But so what did you like? What did you use? Which Zman did you use? So certainly those that hold 16.1 degrees was the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam, would say you use 16.1 degrees. So let's go along with 16.1 degrees. What's the problem with 16.1 degrees? The problem is that Plaga Mincha today would be after 10:30, which wouldn't help you very much. You want to have Mincha, you want to have Maariv early because you want to go to bed, yeah, but you can only have Mincha at 10:15, which is, by the way, after Shkia, which the Mishnah Berurah wouldn't let you do. And then the Maariv after you say 10 minutes, it doesn't help you very much. So it's schwer to say that the Mishnah Berurah used that 16.1 as a set of Zmanim. So I know that there are those Bati Midrashim that use Kenik Soifer set of Zmanim for Plaga Mincha because they medayik from the Mishnah Berurah that the Mishnah Berurah must have had a Zman within Rabbeinu Tam that's sensible, that works. Mishnah Berurah must have had such a Zman. He doesn't like you using the Gaon's Zman. He doesn't like you using 16.1 degrees Rabbeinu Tam's Zman because it's too late. It doesn't make sense that he would have used that. So it must be that he used this Zman of Kenik Soifer. Again, the Zman bleibt schwer. For three reasons that we've put down. Number one, you have to be consistent all the way through. Even the MH at least are consistent. They print them all, and if you're going to follow it, then they follow all the way through. Number two, the uneven day is a bissel schwer. And number three, the mechaber of the Zman himself wrote a letter in which he was chozer from it and didn't use it. Those are the Zmanim, they're printed. There are Bati Midrashim, most Bati Midrashim do follow the Gaon's Zman. There are those that follow this other Zman of Kenik Soifer, which exists. But everybody should do what they decide to do.
If you've got this problem with keeping Shabbos early, rather than saying, for some reason you missed it, you can't manage to be early. Couldn't you have the consistency, you can't keep late, or vice versa?
You would have to wait till Nacht.
To
wait till Nacht. Yeah, there is a Schwerkeit written in Achronim, a discussion, which clearly says that you should not jump and change with your plug. You shouldn't have one week Shabbos plug with this one. Then you should wait till Nacht. You see, with Sozman Krishma and Sozman Tfilah, you can just daven earlier and your Yotze Alashe the plug, it's got to be bang on. Very schwer,
it's not. I don't hear because it's a convenience for me.
Yeah.
No, I don't.